Having outlined some of the key concepts that underpin Buddhism, particularly in the Mahayana traditions, in this talk, I'd now like to return to the historical development of Buddhism and describe the way in which Buddhist ideas converged with those of Chinese Taoism. Given the importance of Taoist thinking in the development of Zen, I'll outline the main features of the Taoist worldview, highlighting those that have a particular connection to Zen. From its origins in India in the 5th century BCE, Buddhist ideas and practices migrated to other parts of Asia, eventually reaching Europe and North America in the late 19th and early 20th centuries. In the West, we often think or link the spread of religion with military conflict and conquest. Religious ideas and values are carried from place to place by armies and agents of colonial domination. In the case of Buddhism, this does not seem to be the case. Most often, Buddhism migrates from country to country along trade routes and by word of mouth. The idea of imposing Buddhism upon a person or a community is quite non-Buddhist. And to my knowledge, there are very few examples of wars or conquests undertaken in the name of Buddhism. When Buddhist ideas and practices were carried along the Silk Road from India to China in the 2nd century, Indian travellers would have encountered a Chinese society infused with two complementary sets of values, Confucianism and Taoism, also known as Taoism. Confucian ideas and ethics dominated the spheres of social and political organization. The Chinese state was highly regulated and very hierarchical, from the emperor at the top to the lowliest peasant. Government agencies proliferated, and minor functionaries could be found working in even the most outlying villages of the Chinese Empire. Most educated, literate men, including writers, poets, and painters, also had jobs as administrators and government officials. This large, all-pervasive bureaucracy was a reflection of Confucian ideas about how society should be ordered and how citizens should behave. Confucian values place emphasis upon strict social, legal, and ethical conventions that everyone is expected to uphold in order to maintain social stability. Everyone knows his or her place, and keeping up appearances is paramount. The rather rigid Confucian system of regularized behavior, knowledge, and categorization seems to have been very effective and efficient. Some scholars have argued that Zen and Chan Buddhism developed their distinctive character largely as a result of a convergence or fusion of Taoist and Indian Buddhist ideas. Certainly, there are similarities and parallels between Taoism and Zen. And for this reason, I'd now like to describe some of the Taoist ideas that have echoes in Chan and Zen Buddhism. Taoism can be seen as the counterbalance to Confucian convention and regulation. While Confucianism is concerned with imposing a human order on the world, Taoism is concerned with living in harmony with the natural order of the universe. The Tao, or Tao, is often translated as the way. Its literal meaning is road or path, and we can think of it as the way of nature or the natural way of the universe. According to Taoism, the way of nature is spontaneous, non-conventional, and organic. It is a fluid process of change, growth, and decay. Taoist writings are full of metaphors of water being more powerful than stone, of willow trees bending in the wind, intuition being more effective than reason, and chance or serendipity being as important as logical thought or decision-making.